The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat! I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Take a good hard look!
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Friday mornings at 10 o'clock, it is time for Boat Smart with our host, Marine Services Instructor from Georgetown Technical College, Stefan Schmidt.
Schmidt. Yeah, that's me.
Stefan, because I've been saying Stefan because of my, slightly, I have some German influence there. Yeah. But Stefan Schmidt.
It is.
Hey,
or Stefan.
Stefan. Welcome, and happy works. Friday to you.
Happy Friday. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. We're more than happy to take your questions or comments. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you're having a problem with it. We can help you with that. Maybe you're going to the air show. You need some tips on that today or today or tomorrow. That's been going on for 3 days, hasn't it? So that's Wednesday.
Well, yeah, Wednesday.
Yesterday
we had
a practice show. Mm-hmm. Today's a full show, and tomorrow is a full show.
Absolutely.
So busy. We're going to talk about that a little bit today, and also talk a little bit about last weekend where we went up on the river to the fireworks over on Blackwater, and I can tell you a little bit about that too.
Yeah,
so
how fun.
Very interesting day that was as well. So yeah, so we're going to talk about all that. So we are sponsored by Key Marine Center. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check that website out. They have all their engines that they have in stock there. Remember, they are Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, MerCruiser, and Cox Diesel Engine Repower Center. They can service all those engines. They can take care of any of your repower needs, and they can get you back up and on the water pretty quickly out there at Key Marine.
All right. Yep. So, okay. So if you're going to be out there, you better make sure your boat's in good shape.
Definitely. You don't want to break down out there.
No.
No doubt about that. So you do not want to break down during that time.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah, I would, you know, everybody's busy right now because of we have two back-to-back holidays. We had 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
and then we had this is coming up, Blue Angels weekend. So, you know, those two back-to-backs make the boating industry very busy.
Oh, no question
about
it.
Because people wait, you know, oh, it's 4th of July. I got to get my boat ready, and it's been sitting for 2 years or something, you know.
Right.
And it's crazy what happens during these times of year in our boating season,
mm-hmm.
when people want their boats right now. You know, and all these dealerships and places are backed up so far. You know, they're busy because it is boating season.
Sure, that
so,
makes sense.
You know, we talk about getting your boat serviced when it's off season. That's almost the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I would recommend.
Okay.
You know, when it gets a little slower and then you have issues you need to take care of, go ahead and get it done then rather than waiting right before Blue Angels weekend.
Yeah, probably not
no
the best
plan. No doubt about it. I talked to Dustin on the phone yesterday, and he said they have engines coming in daily,
mm-hmm.
so you need to check them out. They have new stock, okay, new engines coming in. All products, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, new products on those coming in every day, so you need to check out their stock when you're ready for a repower. They can help you out on that as well.
Excellent.
Yep, so we've been, we got one more week left, 4 days.
Wow, it's gone so fast.
And
I summer
school is almost over.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we have a tour going on next week on Tuesday. So we really only have 3 days in class, and we're trying to get some boats out of there and stuff. So it's mm-hmm. pretty busy over at shop. Sometimes I'll press the students to get this boat done, you know?
Right.
Because that's the way it is in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're working on some products and stuff, boats, you need to get them out. So sometimes there's a lot of pressure to that, getting it ready to go for the customer because they have something special planned or something like that.
Yeah, they're going to some kind of boating event that they want to be ready for.
Imagine if you have you're wanting to go out on Blue Angels and your boat is in the shop and they promise you that it's ready to go,
mm-hmm.
or that it will be ready to go. It's a lot of pressure at that point.
Oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
To get the boat back to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we're doing that a little bit. We got a couple we want to get done. We got a trailer over there we're trying to get done because hurricane season, you don't want a trailer to be all apart. So we're scrambling to get that one done. And I got another little 100-hour we're trying to get done because the customer wants it back, because we're going to be out of school. Students will be out for 4 weeks or more.
Oh, that'll be a nice break
for them. I'm not only out 2 weeks, which is a nice break.
Right.
So I'm out 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So nothing's going to get done. So if there's a boat sitting there, it's not coming out of that shop, because personally, I'm not doing it.
Okay. I don't blame you.
The students do it. I don't. So
no pressure, guys. Yeah, get done. Right.
So you won't see me wrenching on any of that stuff over there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, so, now, last week you went to the 4th. You celebrated the 4th on the river. I saw some pictures
on Facebook. We went over to Blackwater. If y'all remember, I was talking about getting a parking place.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went perfect. There was 3 parking places. Okay. When I got there, the parking was crazy trying to maneuver through this boat ramp parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I had to really watch. I was only a few inches from vehicles. The way they were parking, it was a little crazy. But managed to get the boat in the water, no problem. New ramp. I was really surprised at the people over there were so nice and so kind, and it was like laid back.
Good.
And I like that, because some ramps are crazy,
stressful,
you know. But I made a comment that this place is so laid back, and nobody was in a hurry or anything. Mm-hmm. There was a boat parked in the ramp that they were back down. I did not get a video of it. I threatened them that I was going to, because I told them about, you know, Boat Smart, and I told them about the radio station. Mm-hmm. They were draining the boat because they had left their boat plug in, and the boat had filled up full of water.
Oh, no.
So I was over there talking to them, and I was like, you know, I talk about this on my show about boats sinking on the trailer.
Yeah.
Because people don't take the boat plug out. Well, I got an automatic bilge pump. Well, that automatic bilge pump is only as good as long as the battery is charged up, right?
Right.
So eventually, the battery's going to go dead, your bilge pumping. And that's what they were doing. They were draining their boat out. And apparently it was pretty high in there, because they were sitting there for at least 25 minutes that I was watching them.
Gosh, okay. So,
yeah,
that's a good pointer.
Everybody that was with
pointer.
My crew walked by, and they go, you better watch out. He's going to put you on YouTube. You know, so we didn't.
That's
I
good.
Thought about it, but, you know.
You don't want to shame people.
You kind of do, but, you know, that's what these boat ramp people do all the time. They get all these hits and stuff, you know, but I don't know. I want to try to have one of these boat ramp video people come on the show sometime and talk to them.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I'm
sure they've got some
day.
Stories,
yeah.
For yeah. sure.
So, 850-437-1620. Probably everybody's out at the air show, but if you're on your boat and you're listening to us, give us a call or text. Let us know what's going on out there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, that day was interesting, okay? Mm-hmm. So, we got out
the fourth,
in the
right?
water. Yes, on the 4th, last Friday. And we went up way up the river over on Blackwater and found a place. And these people on Blackwater are crazy. They don't care if it's a holiday weekend or not. Bass boats, center
right.
consoles, tritunes, pontoons, little bitty boats with campers sit on top of them. All
oh,
this stuff
funny.
Going on. It's like Redneck Riviera over there. It's pretty cool. So we went away.
You said it, not me.
I said it. And I love redneck, so we're good. So we go all the way up the river, and we find a little sandbar that's not really over. It's just a shallow area of sand. Mm-hmm. So we anchor up. I tie off to a tree, and I set an anchor. And we sit there most of the day.
Nice.
And then we come back downriver to go to the fireworks. This is where things get a little interesting.
Uh-huh.
So we anchor up for fireworks, go early, make sure we get our spot, right?
Right.
All this stuff. Well, as it starts to get dark, I start to notice some things.
Okay.
People shooting fireworks off of their boats.
Oh, not good.
And, you know, so I'm like, come on.
Not
you
a
know?
Good idea.
A boat right in front of us was doing that and stuff, mm-mm-mm. You know, and I was like, don't do that. You know, I think there was a boat somewhere not too far from here that actually they were shooting fireworks off the boat and blew the boat up over the weekend. You
I
know?
Heard about that.
Yeah.
That
I don't remember where it was or anything, but, you know, I was thinking, what is wrong with y'all? You know? So we watched the fireworks, and that was fine. They were beautiful and all that stuff. We got ready to leave, so we waited. Like, I was using my own advice, right? Waited. And I watched a bunch of boats leave, and they're flying, everybody, you know, heading up downriver and upriver and all this stuff. So we're headed back to our area where we're going to put the boat back on the trailer. And I notice a white light, stern light, or, you know, way high.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like 30 feet in the air. I'm like, that looks weird. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was a work boat or something. I couldn't tell.
Right.
So I got my spotlight, and I shined it, and it was a sailboat.
Oh.
I wanted to make sure he's moving, so he's moving south. I'm moving south.
Okay.
I'm 100 yards off of him. I moved up to about 30 or 40 yards before I made my turn to where I was going. And it was weird because the mast light was so high, he had no other lights. That's all you could see. And a silhouette, right?
And dark.
Very difficult to see.
Right.
It's a 10:30 at night.
Right.
So I'm watching all these boats flying down the river, and I see two boats come up on my starboard side, both side by side, and they're coming directly to this sailboat. They don't see him.
Oh, no.
One sees him. He's probably about 30 yards off of him. He makes a hard starboard turn. The other one sees him about 30 feet from him.
Oh, no.
Looks like at wide open. He makes a port turn, misses this sailboat by maybe 3 feet.
Oh, my gosh. How scary.
Never seen him.
That's terrible.
And until the last second.
I
backed off the throttle. I said, they're going to hit. Missed them, luckily. I'm sure the sailboat people, were upset. But when I looked at that situation, I was thinking, okay, that sailboat should have had a lower stern light on it, too, because I guess people were looking at the horizon where this light was above the horizon.
Right.
In other words, you have to look up to see it. So if you're not watching or looking around, you would miss that sailboat light.
Well, the expectation is to see lower lights.
Yeah.
On the water, closer to the water.
At the water level,
right? Yeah.
But this one was way above the water.
Wow.
And literally, I was headed that way, and I just see the light, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. I couldn't remember because I'm not familiar with that river. So I didn't know if there was something out there, a work boat that was anchored or barge or whatever.
Sure.
I didn't know what it was until I hit it with my spotlight. And remember we talked about having a spotlight on the boat?
Yes.
So I hit it with my spotlight, and I figured out, okay, it's a sailboat, and it's underway. Moving away from me. So.
Okay, well, that sounds like it was an interesting.
So it was interesting.
Yeah, something.
We did have a good time, and when we got back to the boat ramp, it was perfect. There were boats loading and loading the trailers, and we come in there and we sit in line. Had three or four boats ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
As I waited, and everybody was courteous, and everybody took their time, and we were able to get on the dock, and I was able to get my boat on the dock. The only issue we had was the lady that was trying to get a single axle trailer back down with a dually.
Right.
She had a heck of a time getting this trailer back down to get this pontoon on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was 2 seconds from getting out of my truck and asking her if I could back it down for her, But she managed to get it, but she filled up the whole, it was a double ramp. She was right in the middle.
Oh, gosh.
I patiently waited, and they pulled out, and everything went fine.
Okay.
Again, patience, courtesy, taking care of things, that's what's important, right? So, it was interesting.
Well, if you've got some questions for Stefan, he is our Pensacola expert on boats. That's why we call it Boat Smart. And the number is 850-437-1620. So you have some pointers and some tips you want to talk about for those that are going to go out in their boats this weekend.
So right now, if you're out there, you're probably already out there on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Air show starts about 11:30.
Right.
Blues flies around
10:30 is the civilian acts will start, and then the blues are at 2 o'clock today and tomorrow. And we will be streaming it live here at 2 o'clock today and tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, how can they listen to it? You can go right to the website at newsradio923.com, or you can download the News Radio app from the website and stream straight
too,
from
and
there.
You can listen to my podcast on that too.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. For sure. So a lot of people are going out there. They probably need to get out there early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the ramp stuff, the courtesy at the ramp and all, still applicable.
Still applies.
Right? Okay. I do know right now that, and I didn't realize this because we go to the air show. We've been a bunch of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year I'm not going. I'm hanging tight. I'm working around the house this weekend. So, it's a lot to go out there. It is really, if you're a captain of the boat, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of stuff you got to worry about. You want to make sure everybody's safe. You want to make sure you get there and anchor and all this stuff, right? So, people that are going by boat should probably already there.
Right. Okay.
More than likely. Now, they do have some zones out there. We're just particularly going to talk about the sound side.
Okay.
Where the boardwalk is,
mm-hmm.
where the beach ball, where you're looking at the beach ball.
It's not the surf side.
What's those restaurants there? You got Hooters and all
that. Oh, yeah. You've got Bamboo Willie's is right there.
Right.
Is it the boardwalk there?
That area right there. So when if you've never been to an air show by boat, that area gets packed.
Yes, it does.
And boats are on top of each other, especially deep up onto the shore. Some people,
mm-hmm.
they want to get all the way up to the bank, and get their boat in the shallow, shallow water. I like it up there, but think about it. You're in this area where all these boats are packed in. Everybody's in knee-deep water, and the water just gets stagnant up in there. I don't like that area. I'd rather be out a little bit because you're going to swim. You really have to stand up. You get some floats and stuff and hang out around your boat kind of stuff. I'd rather do that,
Right.
And you get a little water movement that way, right? And not so many people packed in. So there's going to be some zones over there.
This is new, too, I believe,
this year. This year because apparently a lot of people got hurt last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it happens every year or particularly just last year. But I was reading, and this came from the Pensacola News Journal. I was reading an article in there about it because I was looking up excursion, you know, zones where you know where they have areas blocked off, and several people have broke their necks last year.
Oh my goodness! Diving.
One person diving in the water.
How dumb!
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Feet first, right?
Yeah.
And a person got prop cut them.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I don't know if it was because the motor was running or they just got near a prop and they hit, because props are very sharp, right? So you need to be pay attention. People swimming around your boats and stuff all the time, so you need to be aware of the props and things like that. Because if your leg touches a stainless steel prop, it's very likely going to do some damage. It's like a knife.
Sure.
It will cut you.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
So stay away from the props. And this could have been a motor that was running, maybe in gear. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff, and of course I'm sure heat strokes and all. Well, here's the problem: when all these boats are stacked up in that area, the emergency people can't get to you.
That's a problem
because you can't maneuver through. So they have an area that is zoned off. They have buoys set up to where they have a line coming in, so it kind of splits the pack, right? From the where I said on my information, I have to look at it and see where exactly it is. It's 250 yards of area that boaters are prohibited to go.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, right there from the actual channel, 200 yards in, all the way to the bank, you cannot put your boat because they want an area that they can split and get into if people have issues. And that way they can get their emergency boats in and out.
I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think it's really
very smart.
You know, some people may not like that because it takes up that area where you can't get your boat. But you know what I mean? It's terrible that people get hurt when you don't have to.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
What's really terrible is if the emergency people can't get to you.
Well, and it's tough, too, because once that those parking lots get full and then things start backing up onto the bridge, not so much today, but probably tomorrow, when I was
tomorrow's
working,
the, tomorrow's
when I was working out
day.
There, I always worry because the only way they can get people in and out is through a LifeLight.
Right.
And so they have a whole helipad set up there on Casino Beach for that reason.
And when they bring LifeLight in, that changes the air show. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on out there.
There's a lot of details. You know? The devil's in the details, I will tell you.
Right. So the main thing is to be safe. Anchor your boat to where you, you know, to where it doesn't either, because storms usually come in. I don't know if they will or not, but
I think we're looking pretty good right now. There's maybe some pop-up showers inland. Yep. Alan Strum is saying with Channel 3, but it's looking pretty good. Yeah, looking pretty good.
Yeah, I've been out there during storms and stuff, and it's not fun. You know, boats are moving around, people. And another thing is, you know, pay attention to those areas, but also during the show, stay away from people's back of people's boats. Don't swim near the props and stuff like that. You know, pay attention. Are the motors running? Never go to a boat where the motor's running.
That's
ever.
Ever. Okay.
A lot of people think it's okay. I don't.
Okay.
You know, I'm in neutral, so what, right? But the motor's running. You never know when somebody could bump a throttle, right?
Oh, gosh.
And it goes into gear, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So pay attention to that, too. And when you're boarding the boat, make sure you don't get your feet hung up in the props and all that stuff. So there's a lot going on, right? Right?
So. Be aware. And probably, I mean, I know it's fun to get out there all day. It's hot. You're drinking. But definitely hydrate and pace yourself with the drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, I get it. Everybody's partying and having a good time. But really pace yourself because that's when accidents happen.
A lot of people will drink too much.
Correct. You know? You get carried away with the event and everything
else.
Your choice.
You know, I always say it's your choice. You want to do that. But, you know.
Be careful.
If you're a captain, don't drink.
Yeah, be careful.
You know, be careful.
Now, in your notes here that you shared with me, it says the vessel exclusion zone will begin from the shoreline between Flounders and the Santa Rosa Island Authority Administrative Building. We'll expend approximately 250 yards into the sound. Emergency management has deployed 24 buoys and signage. So it's going to be real clear where this area is.
Right, good.
So that's good.
Good.
To
let
you know where it is. So,
But
pay attention. Be careful.
Yeah.
And then they also have the exclusion zone, too. You can't be, if you want to go swimming and you're on the Gulf side, you can go swimming prior to a certain time, and then they will get everybody out of the water for the show.
I was looking at the Santa Rosa Island Authority cameras this morning. They got some cool cameras you can watch on YouTube, or I think it is. And people are stacked in there already.
Oh, yeah, it's packed.
Yeah, so people are already piling in.
Yep.
And I was seeing these posts on Facebook and the beach page and all that, and And it's almost terrifying to read what people are saying. You know, it's like, I can't get off the beach. I can't get on the beach, you know. Yeah. So that brings us to the next subject, when we get ready to leave.
Yes.
After the show.
You had some good advice about that.
Sit.
Stay put.
And wait.
That's right.
That's the best thing. And also pay attention to those people, and I'm not going to say idiots today. Okay, the idiots that want to leave, that's my new word.
Right away. So,
that want to push, the ones that are going to be on the shore are the ones that want to leave first.
Right.
Right?
Doesn't make any sense.
And now you see them doing these bumper boats trying to get out of there. And next thing you know, they're cutting anchor lines and they're trying to get out. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know, why?
Be prepared to stay.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. It's beautiful. The show ends about, it's 45 minutes, so it ends around 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You still have the whole afternoon to enjoy the water. And
yeah.
At some point, if you wanted to stay and avoid the traffic, you can go have dinner
somewhere.
You're going to wait
somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going to wait in traffic. You're going to wait at the boat ramp. You got to wait.
Wait
you
on
might
the boat.
As well wait right there.
I agree.
Just relax and enjoy the rest of the afternoon and maybe watch the sun go down. Who knows?
Make a day of it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
When you get to the boat ramp, that's when all, you know, what breaks loose. It's just crazy over there, too. So, yeah, it's just crazy.
Well, you just have to kind of know that ahead of time and just plan. Like you said, patience is the key word of the day.
Patience is the key word and safety.
And safety.
Right? So, yeah. So, pay attention to all that. I hope you guys have a good time out there. I always have a good time.
It's a fun. It's a
you know,
great
I do
event.
Have a good time. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining about having to go when I have to go. But I enjoy going. It is fun. It's just that I, you know, when you're responsible, it is maybe not as much fun.
Correct.
You know, so you have to pay attention to what's going on and all that stuff.
Well, I've worked the show the last 3 years, and it's different when you're working.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you are paying attention to safety and people being okay. And there is going to be a hydration station at the Visitor Center this year, sponsored by ProHealth. So if you get it, you start to feel like you're getting woozy, those signs of heat stroke. The Visitor Center does have air conditioning. They will be open. There are medical tents there.
Yep.
They've got a bigger tent this year to take care of folks. Yep. So there are things you can do to take care of yourself.
And I think pay attention to other people, too. Pay attention. Or you see somebody that looks like they're needing some attention, give them some attention. Help them out. Give them the water. Ask them if they need water.
Yep.
Whatever, right?
Yes.
So pay attention to what's going on around you also.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of good advice.
A lot of good advice.
Yep. So I'll be back in here next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We'll figure some stuff out, you know.
Oh, you never are sure
we'll
for
talk about
to
Marine
say.
Max tour. We're going to do that. I'll put some videos out on that one, too.
Oh, good. That'd be great.
So we'll talk about that.
That'll be good.
We'll put a boat in the water, so it's going to be fun.
Okay.
So let's pray for good weather on Tuesday.
Okay.
We can do that.
It'll be fine. Because I'm not even saying the H word.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We're going to have a great time. I invited the principal. Maybe he'll go with us.
There you go. Yeah. That'll be well. You know, the principal of the Pensacola Beach Elementary School got to ride in the Blue Angels jet yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool!
Very cool, right?
That is cool.
Very cool.
You need to take me one day.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. All right. This has been Bo Smart with Stephen Schmidt. We're so happy that you're here every Friday. Again, if you ever have any questions, you can always text those in. Check us out on Tell Me Your Podcast.
Bo Smart, Tricks of the Trade.
Tricks of the Trade, and also on NewsRadio923.com. You click on Podcasts and Bo Smart. You can hear this broadcast again.
We'll see you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.